I then asked myself, if I try this thing and fail in a few years and have to go get a job anyway, will I have really lost anything? The answer was no. Instead of a broke and unemployed 22-year-old with no experience, I'd be a broke and unemployed 25-year-old with no experience. Who cares? With this value, to not pursue my own projects became the failure, not a lack of money, not sleeping on friends and family's couches, which I continued to do for most of the next 2 years, and not an empty resume. The failure slash success paradox. When Pablo Picasso was an old man, he was sitting in a cafe in Spain, doodling on a used napkin. He was nonchalant about the whole thing, drawing whatever amused him in that moment, kind of the same way teenage boys draw penises on bathroom stalls. Except this was Picasso, so his bathroom stall penises were more like cubist slash impressionist awesomeness laced on top of faint coffee stains. Anyway, some woman sitting near him was looking on in awe. After a few moments, Picasso finished his coffee and crumpled up the napkin to throw away as he left. The woman stopped him.
"Wait," she said. "Can I have that napkin you were just drawing on? I'll pay you for it."
"Sure," Picasso replied. $20,000. The woman's head jolted back as if he had just flung a brick at her.
"What? It took you like 2 minutes to draw that."
"No, ma'am," Picasso said. "It took me over 60 years to draw this." He stuffed the napkin in his pocket and walked out of the cafe. Improvement at anything is based on thousands of tiny failures, and the magnitude of your success is based on how many times you failed at something. If someone is better than you at something, then it's likely because she has failed at it more than you have. If someone is worse than you, it's likely because he hasn't been through all of the painful learning experiences you have. If you think about a young child trying to learn to walk, that child will fall down and hurt itself hundreds of times. But at no point does that child ever stop and think, "Oh, I guess walking just isn't for me. I'm not good at it." Avoiding failure is something we learn at some later point in life. I'm sure a lot of it comes from our education system, which judges rigorously based on performance and punishes those who don't do well. Another large share of it comes from overbearing or critical parents who don't let their kids screw up on their own often enough, and instead punish them for trying anything new or not preordained. And then we have all the mass media that constantly expose us to stellar success after success, while not showing us the thousands of hours of dull practice and tedium that were required to achieve that success,